Section C. Chapter 2. Special driving conditions in your vehicle. Here's a short test. Most accidents happen: A. In clear weather. B. In snow. C. In rain. D. In fog. If you picked anything but A, you're wrong. Pretty days can be deadly too. While adverse weather conditions certainly create dangerous driving situations, the purpose of this chapter is to provide you with a focus on techniques that will help you to avoid crashes in any weather. A defensive driver must always be thinking about what the other driver might do and be prepared to respond with proper reactions. However, a driver must also be aware of their own actions and how to deal with common driving obstacles and vehicle maintenance problems, many of which are covered in this chapter. Avoiding collisions. When it looks like a collision may happen, many drivers panic and fail to act. In some cases, they do act, but do something that does not help to reduce the chance of the collision. There almost always is something you can do to avoid the crash, or reduce the results of the crash. In avoiding a collision, drivers have three options. 1. Stop. 2. Turn. 3. Speed up. The following section will give you vital information relating to these three reactions. 1. Stopping quickly. Many newer vehicles have ABS, anti-lock braking systems. Be sure to read the vehicle owner's manual on how to use the ABS. An ABS system will allow you to stop without skidding. With ABS, if you have an anti-lock braking system and you need to stop quickly, press on the brake pedal as hard as you can and keep pressing on it firmly. You might feel the brake pedal pushing back when the ABS is working. Do not let up on the brake pedal. The ABS system will only work with the brake pedal pushed down firmly. Without ABS, if you must stop quickly and you do not have an anti-lock braking system, apply the brakes as hard as you can without locking them. You can cause the vehicle to go into a skid if you brake too hard or continuously. If the brakes lock up, you will feel the vehicle start to skid. Quickly let up on the brake pedal. As soon as the vehicle stops skidding, push down on the brake pedal again. Keep doing this until the vehicle has stopped. In emergency or slippery conditions with ABS, wheels don't lock. Car remains stable and can be steered around obstacles. In emergency or slippery conditions without ABS, all wheels may lock. Car begins to skid and cannot be steered properly. 2. Turning quickly. In most cases, you can turn the vehicle quicker than you can stop it. Evasive steering. If you are unable to stop in time to avoid a collision, try to steer around the vehicle or object. You should consider turning in order to avoid a collision. Use your brakes only if necessary. To be able to turn quickly, you need to hold the steering wheel correctly. Make sure you have a good grip with both hands on the steering wheel. For most turns, especially quick turns, you must have your hands on opposite sides of the wheel. It is best to have your hands at about the 3 o'clock and 9 o'clock positions. This will keep your wrists and forearms out of the main impact area of the airbag located in the steering wheel should you become involved in a collision. To make quick evasive turns to the left, turn the steering wheel to the left as far as necessary to avoid the obstacle or vehicle. Hand position equals right hand. 3 o'clock, swings left toward the 9 o'clock position as far as needed. Left hand moves toward bottom. 6 o'clock, to help steady your grip on the wheel. As you clear the hazard, turn the steering wheel back to the right as far as necessary to get back into your lane. Hand position equals left hand. 9 o'clock, swings right back toward the 3 o'clock position as far as needed. Right hand now moves toward the bottom, 6 o'clock, to steady your grip. As you return to your lane, turn the steering wheel left just enough to straighten the vehicle's path of travel. Hand position equals returning to the basic driving position of left at 9 o'clock and right at 3 o'clock. To make quick evasive turns to the right, use the same procedures above, except turn the steering wheel in the opposite direction at each step. Once you have turned the vehicle away from the road hazard or changed lanes, you must be ready to keep the vehicle under control. Some drivers steer away from one collision only to end up in another. Always steer in the direction you want the vehicle to go. With ABS, one aspect of having ABS is that you can turn your vehicle while braking without skidding. This is very helpful if you must turn to swerve, stop, or slow down quickly. Without ABS, if you do not have ABS, you must use a different procedure to turn quickly. As you are braking, you will need to let up on the brake pedal and then turn the steering wheel. Braking will slow the vehicle some, and it puts more weight on the front tires, and this allows for a quicker turn. Do not continue braking if you feel the front wheels lock up, or turn so sharply that the vehicle can only plow ahead. Another consideration is that generally it is better to turn off the road than to crash head on into another vehicle. For more information on ABS procedures and safety, visit www.abs-education.org. 3. Speeding up. Sometimes it is best or necessary to speed up to avoid a collision. This may happen when another vehicle is about to hit you from the side or from behind, and there is room to the front of your vehicle to get out of danger. Be sure to slow down once the danger has passed. Also, remember to always keep at least a 2-second, or more, space cushion between your car and the vehicle ahead in order to have an emergency out available. Collisions with animals. While animal-vehicle collisions can happen any time of the year and with any type of animal, opossum, rabbit, squirrel, dogs, etc., fall is the peak season for deer car crashes. That's mainly because autumn is both mating season and hunting season, so deer are more active and more likely to roam beyond their normal territory. Many of these collisions happen at night, but they can occur any time of day. Collisions with deer are generally the most dangerous and costly crashes involving animals. No foolproof way has been found to keep deer or other wild animals off highways and away from vehicles. You can help to avoid an unplanned meeting with a deer or other type animal if you will. Be aware of your surroundings. Pay attention to deer crossing signs. Look well down the road and far off to each side. At night, use your high beam lights if possible to illuminate the road's edges. Be especially watchful in areas near woods and water. If you see one deer, there may be several others nearby. Be particularly alert at dusk and dawn, when these animals venture out to feed. Scan the sides of the road to watch for the reflection of your vehicle headlights in the eyes of deer. If you see a deer or other animal on or near the roadway and think you have time to avoid hitting it, reduce your speed. Tap your brakes to warn other drivers, and sound your horn. Deer tend to fixate on headlights, so flashing them may cause the animal to freeze in the road. If there's no vehicle close behind you, brake hard but don't lock wheels, causing a skid. If a collision seems inevitable, don't swerve to avoid the animal. Your risk of personal injury may be greater if you do. Keep your vehicle under control and on the roadway when you hit the animal. Report the crash to the police if it involves a large animal such as a deer or farm animal. If the animal is a domestic pet and homes are nearby, you should try to notify the pet's owner if possible. Always obey the speed limit and wear your safety belt. Special info. Learn to use your anti-lock brakes. Do's and don'ts of ABS. Do. Stomp. Slam that brake pedal. Push hard and hold the pedal down. You'll feel the pedal pulsate, and you'll hear noise. Continue to keep your foot firmly on the brake, because those are signals the system is working, and that you're in a real emergency situation. The sound and feel often startle people, and their instinct is to let up on the brakes slightly. Don't. That ruins the advantages of ABS. Don't. Pump. Never pump the brake pedal of a vehicle equipped with ABS. Even if the brake pedal is pulsating. The pulsating feeling is simply the ABS system electronically pumping the brakes much faster than you could ever do manually. Do. Steer. Use the non-skid feature of ABS to steer around the obstacle that made you slam the brakes on in the first place. Continue steering to a safe place once you're past the obstacle. Don't. Freeze or jerk. People sometimes get hurt, or killed, when they jerk the steering wheel suddenly. This can cause them to run into another object or veer off the road, risking a rollover. Steer normally to avoid the problem and don't freeze at the wheel. Do. Practice. Find a big, empty space, a vacant parking lot such as a deserted, closed shopping center. Be sure the lot is a wide open space without curbs or lots of light poles. Start driving about 20 mph and slam on the brakes. Steer to prove to yourself that you still can. Keep doing this until it becomes habit to steer when you stomp. When you feel comfortable with this, you can set up a cardboard box as a target. Aim for the box as if it were a car suddenly stopped in front of you. Hit the brakes and steer around the box and then steer back as you would to steer back into the normal traffic lane after avoiding the obstacle. Practice this in various weather conditions. Dry, rain, snow, etc. Do. Space. Keep a safe space between your car and other vehicles. Remember the 2-second rule for keeping a minimum cushion of space between vehicles. Allow more time, space if conditions are hazardous. Do. Read. Consult the owner's manual for additional driving instructions on the anti-lock brake system your vehicle is equipped with. Don't. Be aggressive. Never drive an ABS-equipped vehicle more aggressively than vehicle without ABS. Driving around curves faster, changing lanes abruptly, or performing other aggressive steering maneuvers is neither appropriate nor safe with any vehicle. Driving factors. The driver, the vehicle, and the road. Crashes don't just happen, they are caused. The majority of accidents relate directly to the driver. A good driver takes interest and pride in the care and operation of his, her vehicle. The driver knows and observes all traffic laws and respects the rights and safety of others. As a result, such drivers have a much better chance of never becoming involved in a serious traffic crash. The careless driver all too often neither cares for the vehicle he, she drives, seldom observes traffic laws and has little respect for the rights and safety of others. As a result of poor driving habits, there are approximately 160,000 crashes reported to the Department of Safety annually. There are three major components to our highway transportation system that must be considered when driving. 1. Driver. 2. Vehicle. 3. Road. Neglect or inattention to of any one or more of these three will contribute to most accidents. Human error is the single most common cause of traffic crashes. The leading factors in crashes are excessive speed, lack of concentration, improper evasive action. Driving safely is not always easy. In fact, it is one of the most complex things that people do and one of the few things we do regularly that can injure or kill us. It is worth the effort to be a careful driver. Being a safe driver takes a lot of skill and judgment. This task is even more difficult when you are just learning to drive. Every one of the abilities you have can easily be required to drive safely. 1. The driver. Be in shape to drive. Your ability to be a safe driver depends on ability to see clearly, not being overly tired, not driving while on drugs, being generally healthy, and being emotionally fit to drive. In other words, being in shape to drive safely. Your mental and emotional state, as well as your physical condition, affects the way you drive a vehicle. Anger, worry, frustration, fatigue, and minor illnesses such as a cold are a few of the temporary conditions that can make you an unsafe driver. Vision. Good vision is a must for safe driving. You drive based on what you see. If you cannot see clearly, you will have trouble identifying traffic and road conditions, spotting potential trouble, or reacting in a timely manner. A. Side vision. You need to use your peripheral vision to see out of the corner of your eyes. This lets you spot vehicle and other potential trouble on either side of you while you look ahead. Because you can't focus on things to the side, you also must use your side mirrors and glance to the side occasionally if necessary. B. Night vision. It is more difficult for everyone to see at night than in the daytime. Some drivers have problems with glare while driving at night, especially with the glare of oncoming headlights. If you have problems seeing at night, don't drive more than is necessary and be very careful when you do drive at night. C. Judging distances and speeds. It takes a lot of practice to be able to judge both distance and speed effectively. It is especially important in knowing how far you are from other vehicles and judging safe gaps between vehicles when merging and when passing on two-lane roads. D. Have your vision checked regularly. Because seeing well is so important to safe driving, you should have your eyes checked every year or two by an eye specialist. If you are required to wear glasses or contact lenses, remember to always wear them when you drive, even on very short trips. If your driver license indicates you must wear corrective lenses, restriction code 01, you must wear them at all times when driving. You could be fined and receive a ticket if stopped while driving without your glasses or contacts. Keep a spare pair of glasses in your vehicle. If your regular glasses are broken or lost, you can use the spare set to drive safely. Avoid using dark sunglasses or tinted contact lenses at night. They cut down the light you need to see clearly. Hearing. Good hearing is a helpful asset to safe driving. The sound of horns, a siren, or screeching tires can warn you of danger. Drivers who have a hearing impairment can adjust and compensate by relying more on their vision to be a safe driver. Statistically, the driving records of hearing-impaired drivers are just as good as those drivers with good hearing. Fatigue. You can't drive as safely when you are tired as when you are rested. You do not see as well, nor are you as alert. It takes you more time to make decisions and you do not always make good decisions. When you are tired, you could fall asleep behind the wheel and crash, injuring or killing yourself or others. Below are some tips to help you avoid fatigue when driving. A. Try to always get a normal night's sleep. B. Eat lightly. Do not eat a large meal before you begin driving on an extended trip. C. Do not take any medicine that can make you drowsy. D. Take breaks. Stop every hour or more often if needed. Walk around. Get some fresh air and have some water, coffee, soda, or juice. The few minutes spent on a rest stop can save your life. E. Try not to drive late at night when you are normally asleep. Your body thinks it is time to go to sleep and will try to do so. F. Never drive if you are sleepy. It is better to stop and sleep for a few hours than to take a chance on trying to stay awake. If you fail to stay awake, it could become a real nightmare. Health. Many health problems can affect your driving abilities, a bad cold, infection, or virus. Even little problems like a stiff neck, a cough, or a sore leg can affect your driving. If you are not feeling well and need to go somewhere, let someone else do the driving. Some serious health conditions can be very dangerous, such as A. Epilepsy. When this condition is under medical control, epilepsy generally is not an obstacle to driving. In Tennessee, you may drive if you are under the care of a doctor and have been seizure-free for a minimum of 6 months. B. Diabetes. Diabetics who take insulin should not drive when there is any chance of an insulin reaction, blackout, convulsion, or shock. These situations could result from skipping a meal, taking the wrong amount of insulin, or when your doctor is adjusting your insulin dosage. If you have diabetes, you also should have your eyes checked regularly for possible night blindness or other vision problems. C. Heart condition. People with heart diseases, high blood pressure, or circulation problems are those in danger of a blackout, fainting, or a heart attack should not get behind the wheel of a vehicle. If you were being treated by a doctor for a heart condition, ask if the condition could affect your driving. Emotions. Your emotions can have a great effect on your driving safely. You may not be able to drive well if you are overly worried, excited, afraid, angry, or depressed. If you are angry or excited, give yourself time to cool off and calm down. Try to stay focused on the important task of driving instead of mentally wandering through issues that may have you upset or worried. Taking a short walk or listening to music can be helpful. If you tend to be an impatient person, always plan extra time for your driving trips to avoid speeding or other unsafe actions should you encounter heavy traffic or other delays. Alcohol and drugs. Driving should always be a drug and alcohol-free zone. If you drink alcohol, even a little, your chances of being in a collision are much greater than if you did not drink any alcohol or take any drugs. No one, regardless of their skill or driving experience, can drive safely when buzzed or impaired by alcohol or drugs. 2. The vehicle. Maintenance need for a safe vehicle. Driving safety starts with the vehicle you are driving. It is the duty of drivers to make certain that the vehicles they drive are safe to operate. A poorly maintained vehicle can break down or cause a collision. If a vehicle is not working well, you might not be able to get out of an emergency situation. A vehicle in good working order can give you an extra safety margin when you need it most. You should follow the recommendations in your vehicle owner's manual for routine maintenance. However, there are some standard equipment and maintenance issues common to all vehicles that every driver should be aware of. Check the vehicle. Braking system. Only your brakes can stop your vehicle. It is very dangerous if they are not working properly. If they do not seem to be working good, are making a lot of noise, smell funny, or the brake pedal goes to the floor, have a mechanic check them. Lights. Make sure that turn signals, brake lights, tail lights, and headlights are operating properly. These should be checked from the outside of the vehicle. Battery. Car batteries tend to run down more rapidly in cold or damp weather. A neglected battery may leave you stranded with a vehicle that will not start. Jumper cables. In the event your vehicle's battery becomes run down, jumper cables may help get you started. It is a prudent idea to keep a set of cables in your vehicle. See the vehicle manual for proper use to prevent vehicle damage or personal injury. Windshield and wipers. Damaged glass in a windshield can easily break in a minor collision or when something hits the windshield. Have a damaged windshield repaired or replaced. Windshield wipers keep the rain and snow off the windshield. Some vehicles also have wipers for rear windows and headlights. Make sure all wipers are in good operation condition. If the blades are not clearing your windshield, replace them. Windshield washer solution. Non-freezing windshield washer fluid is essential for cleaning the windshield of debris, salt, and grime when driving in inclement weather. Get in the habit of checking the washer fluid level with each gas fill up and or adding more solution with each oil change. It is important that you are able to see clearly through the windows, windshield, and even your mirrors. The following are things you can do to help. Keep the windshield clean. Bright sun or headlights on a dirty windshield make it hard to see. Get in the habit of cleaning the windshield each time you stop to put gas into your vehicle. Keep the inside of your windows clean, especially if anyone using the vehicle smokes. Smoking causes a film to build up on the inside of the glass. Carry liquid cleaner and a paper or cloth towel so you can clean your windshield whenever it is necessary. Heater, defroster. A working heater, defroster keeps the vehicle's windows free of fog and ice and helps maintain comfortable driving conditions. Tires. Worn or bald tires can increase your stopping distance and make turning more difficult, especially when the road is wet. Unbalanced tires and low pressure cause faster tire wear, reduce fuel economy, and make the vehicle harder to steer and stop. Worn tires can also cause hydroplaning and increase the chance of a flat tire. Keeping your vehicle steering in alignment will also help reduce tire wear. Tread. An easy way to check the tread is with a penny. Stick the penny into the thread head first. If the tread does not come at least to Lincoln's head, 2/32 inch, the tire is illegal and unsafe and you need it replaced. Don't forget the spare tire. The spare should also be checked and maintained periodically in case it is needed in an emergency. Tire pressure is also an important factor when keeping up with maintenance of your vehicle. It's important to have proper tire pressure at all times in order to keep your vehicle safe, save money on fuel, and preserve the life of your tires for as long as possible. Check your tire pressure periodically, using a tire gauge. Be sure you are aware of how to find your recommended tire pressure level. Recommended tire pressure on many newer cars. The vehicle's recommended tire pressure is on the sticker in the door jamb. It's usually located on the driver's side front door, and should be visible when the door is open. This tire pressure sign pertains to the vehicle's original tires and should be followed as long as you haven't put aftermarket tires of a different size on the vehicle. If this sticker is not located inside the door jamb, check in other places like the glove box, trunk, or back of the sun visor. Do not use the tire pressure sign printed on the tires themselves. This is the maximum recommended pressure for the tire and may not match up with your vehicle's manufacturer specifications, leading to problems with tire wear or safety concerns. If you cannot find the recommended tire pressure printed anywhere on the vehicle, check in the owner's manual. A tire pressure chart may be present, along with other important information regarding temperature changes, towing, and specific driving conditions. If you have replaced your original tires with an aftermarket brand of a different size or speed rotation, the recommended vehicle manufacturer's tire pressure will no longer apply. In this case, it's important to contact the tire manufacturer or the installer of the tires directly to gain information on the proper tire pressure for that size tire mounted on your year, make, and model of vehicle. Steering system. If the steering is not working properly, it is difficult to control the direction you want to go. If the vehicle is hard to turn or does not turn when the steering wheel is first turned, have the steering checked by a mechanic. Never turn your vehicle's ignition to the lock position while the vehicle is in motion. This will cause the steering wheel to lock in place and you will lose control of the vehicle. Suspension system. Your suspension helps you control your vehicle and provides a comfortable ride over varying road surfaces. If the vehicle continues to bounce after a bump or a stop, or is hard to control, you may need new shocks or other suspension parts. Have a mechanic check the vehicle for suspension problems. Exhaust system. The exhaust system helps reduce the noise from the engine, cools the hot gases coming from the engine, and moves them to the rear of the vehicle. Gases from a leaky exhaust can cause death inside a vehicle in a very short time. If you ever start to notice that you and or your passengers tend to get a sleepy feeling when driving or riding in your car, you may have an exhaust leak that needs to be repaired immediately. When sitting for prolonged periods in a vehicle with the motor running, idling, open a window to provide fresh air. Carbon monoxide fumes can overcome people in an enclosed vehicle quicker than most people realize. Some exhaust leaks are easily heard, but many are not. Have the system checked periodically. Never run the motor in a closed garage or other situations where the exhaust, tail, pipe may be obstructed. This includes a car that is stuck in mud or snow. When traveling, if you make an extended stop, rest area, etc., do not sleep or sit with the car running. Engine. A poor running engine may lose power that is needed for normal driving in emergencies, may not start, gets poor fuel economy, pollutes the air, and could stall when you are on the road, causing you and other vehicles a traffic problem. Follow the procedures recommended in the owner's manual for maintenance. Engine cooling system. Antifreeze coolant level should be checked periodically to ensure proper levels as recommended by your vehicle owner's manual. Improperly maintained levels can result in overheating in warm weather or engine freezing during winter. Be careful to check your radiator ONLY when the vehicle is cool, not immediately after operation. Loose objects. Make sure that there are no loose objects in the vehicle that could hit someone in the event of a sudden stop or crash. Make sure there are no objects on the floor that could roll under the brake pedal and prevent you from stopping the vehicle. Also check the outside of the vehicle to ensure that there are no loose parts that could come off in traffic and create a safety hazard. Horn. The horn may not seem like it is important for safety, but as a warning device, it could save your life. ONLY, use your horn as a warning to others. Fuel. Be sure your vehicle always has at least a half tank of gas before starting any trip of significant length. Running out of gas on the roadway can be dangerous and could cause traffic jams or accidents. 3. The road. Understanding road and traffic conditions. A safe and defensive driver never really stops learning the road. The road is a continually evolving portion of the highway transportation system. In order for a driver to develop a thorough understanding of the road, you must be aware of the various road conditions you may encounter when driving. Driving safely means obeying speed limits and adjusting for road conditions. There are various road conditions where you must slow down to be safe. For example, you must slow down for a sharp curve or when the road is rough or damaged. You also must adjust your driving manner in construction zones. Again, the road condition is a topic that you should never expect to stop learning about. In all states, the Department of Transportation is continually improving road designs in attempts to make driving safer. This means that as new ideas are implemented, such as HOV lanes or rumble strips, there will be new conditions regarding the road that drivers will need to become familiar with and understand. Be prepared for traffic conditions. Traffic is another factor about the road that is always changing. Section C. Chapter 4 of this manual gives you information on sharing the road with various types of traffic, including road construction and maintenance vehicles. Traffic conditions vary according to many factors. Volume of vehicles, rush hour, midday, night, etc. Types of traffic control devices, signals, signs, channeling devices, etc. Accidents or work zones. Road type, interstate, rural, city, etc. Weather conditions, rain, wind, snow, ice, etc. Speed limits and traffic flow. Vehicles moving in the same direction at the same speed cannot hit one another. Collisions involving multiple vehicles often happen when drivers go faster or slower than other traffic. Be alert for traffic trouble spots. Wherever people or traffic gather, your room to maneuver is limited. You need to lower your speed to have time to react in a crowded space. Some situations where you may need to adjust speed for traffic conditions include: if you see brake lights coming on several vehicles ahead of you. Shopping centers, parking lots, and downtown areas. These are busy areas with vehicles and people stopping, starting, and moving in different directions quickly and randomly. Rush hours often have heavy traffic and drivers that always seem to be in a hurry. Narrow bridges and tunnels. Vehicles approaching each other are closer together. Schools, playgrounds, and residential streets. These areas often have children present. Always be alert for children crossing the street, running or riding into the street without looking. Railroad crossings. You need to make sure that there are no trains coming and that you have room to cross. Some crossings are bumpy, so you need to slow down to safely cross. Be road educated. Study and learn the rules of the road and periodically relearn them. Studying this manual is the first step to accomplishing this task. However, good drivers don't just study for a driving test and then never pick up a driving manual again. Good drivers periodically review the manual for the newest law changes and safety information and study the manual for any new state they move to, whether or not a test is required to transfer their license to that state.